Well, Math is meeting politics this week as a group of mathematicians takes on the issue of gerrymandering. That's the practice of setting up electoral districts to favor a particular political party or group. The Metric, Geometry, and Gerrymandering group is hosting the first of a series of workshops devoted to making our electoral process more fair. Reporter Carol Zoll has more.
When Tufts University mathematician Mira Bernstein and her colleagues announced they'd be holding a public workshop on the geometry of voting districts, they didn't expect a big response.
We thought, we'll get 30 people together and they'll talk math and it'll be a small gathering. And then we got just thousands of responses right away.
It turns out many people are hungry to know all about gerrymandering, the art of drawing voting districts to give an unfair advantage to one political party over another.
And usually that's accomplished by two methods. One's called packing and the other's called cracking.
Stephen Ansolabahir is presenting at this week's workshop. He's a professor of government at Harvard who studies elections and voting. Here's his definition of cracking.
So if I want to dilute somebody's voting strength, I could take a community and divide it in half and put each of those halves into districts that are dominated by some other groups.
Packing, on the other hand, is when legislators draw maps to concentrate like-minded voters into the same district to reduce the impact their votes could have had in other districts. These tactics to manipulate borders of voting districts often result in districts with very strange shapes. So, an oddly shaped district can give rise to suspicions of gerrymandering. And that's where the math connection comes in. One way to determine whether a voting district has been manipulated like this is to ask whether the district is what's called compact. Again, Mira Bernstein.
Most states require their legislative districts to be compact without specifying exactly what that means. And most people have an intuitive idea that compact means some kind of nice shape, maybe a circle, maybe a square, not something that looks like an octopus.
In other words, if a district has been manipulated and has tentacles like an octopus, it isn't compact. Bernstein and her colleagues think they can help better define compactness mathematically, which could lead to a better legal standard. But beyond helping with this technical question, they're also hoping to pull more people into the conversation about improving our voting system. Lawrence Lessig is a Harvard law professor and a critic of the current system of redistricting.
So this is a system that basically silences close to 90 million Americans in the political process because their vote just can't matter to determining who the congressman will be.
Lessig says that technology is making gerrymandering worse.
Big data, technology, has radically improved the efficiency by which the politicians are now able to draw and select these districts.
Mathematician Mira Bernstein agrees.
There are organizations both on the left and on the right that collect, internet data on people. And for almost every voter, they have a model for how that person will vote. And so what we need is people who know how to use the technology to sort of rise up and counteract that.
This week's Geometry of Redistricting workshop sessions not only cover mathematical concepts like compactness, but also include lectures on legal issues and training on how to be an expert witness in court to challenge gerrymandering. Several of the sessions focus on using GIS, or geographic information software, to redraw maps of voting districts.
There's a great app that I love called Dave's Redistricting App, where anybody can draw their own districts.
Harvard's Stephen Ansolabahir says this kind of software can make the redistricting process much more transparent.
In Virginia, somebody realized through this public mapping process that they could find another minority district in the state of Virginia. And that ultimately led to the creation of that district.
That's exactly the kind of public engagement the Metric Geometry and Gerrymandering Group is trying to encourage. In the coming months, they'll be holding four more workshops throughout the U.S. as they try to build a community of people who want to end gerrymandering. And they're looking ahead to 2020, when the next U.S. Census shows shifts in growth in population and triggers redistricting all over the country. For Here and Now, I'm Carol Zoll.